Paul, for some of us, Matthew Perreault's play has really taken a turn for the better in the last couple of weeks. Do you agree? And
right.
What would you say would be the reason for that?
Health, all health.
Really?
Yeah. So he had a pretty significant injury that he sat out with, and it wasn't something that you could really work on while he's rehabbing. So a lot of things slipped. So he came back into the lineup as healthy but not right, and then got really sick in Florida, and he carried that for a good 7 to 10 days, I think. And since he's back, so now he's healthy. He's got enough time on the ice that he feels back to being physically normal. He's through his sickness, and that for me is the Matty's here. He's just such an incredibly competitive guy. So when he plays, and you notice it in the effort level, that if that's not there, he just doesn't look right. It's almost extreme in terms of his intensity on the ice, and he hasn't been right. He hasn't been healthy, and now he is.
Was the combining him with Blake and Brian, was that something you thought of for a while?
Prior to it, I mean, it would make sense when there was enough chemistry between Line A Scheifele and Ehlers that you're looking, you know, Blake and Brian have always had something there. You're looking for a guy that can do a little bit of everything, help Blake on the forecheck because he's in on it so much, and then make enough plays to and they also will draw the other team's top 4D, and they're going to draw a lot of times the checking, so you need somebody with some experience there, and you need him healthy. He needs to be at the peak of his game to play against those and to excel.
Andre Pavlik, okay? Wasn't in the game to skate, and maybe he got
it's
sick
fine.
Or something.
No, we had an optional skate today. I just can't get enough guys to take the option out.
It's unusual, maybe for a goalie though, not to want that morning puck.
No, not in terms of. So we're trying to practice as many on our off days now as we can because we just haven't been able to this year. We would encourage it, whatever a goaltender needs. But he's fine, yeah.
How close do you think your team is to finding and sticking to the identity you want?
I think there have been pieces of that all year in our game. And we've suffered through some inconsistencies from our net out that have held us back, and we're at five guys out of our lineup, and that's a major deterrent. We're when you factor in the games that Jake missed and the games that Toby Enstrom missed, we're over 200, and that's a big, big number in this league. I mean, St. Louis, I haven't checked Anaheim's, but St. Louis was running around 60 to 70. That really affects how you look on a consistent basis. So as we hopefully get more and more healthy, we'll be able to look more and more like we should.
So is this maintenance for the 3D men?
Everybody's good.
Okay.
No, it's not maintenance.
It's just
optional.
Could you see a scenario where you start Andre in both games in the back-to-backs, or
we would consider it. I don't know if it's happened here for the Winnipeg Jets. I think I've only seen it two or three times over a span of years where you played back-to-back at home. I don't think it's happened in Winnipeg yet. So we're so it's open. It's possible.
What are some of the determining factors? Is it volume or workload, or I mean, in terms of what the games are like?
Those would be the two. Is two big ones. Exactly, the cost of the game for the goaltender is mental, how he feels, how strong he feels.
See much difference with the Ducks with Randy coming back this year in terms of structure?
I always felt that structure kind of carried its way through, right? Like there are differences in style of game and maybe an attitude. I thought early on Randy was very hard into the structured match, and I thought Bruce would be too. I mean, I think they really carried that through. It's almost a little bit less. They're going to play three lines. Just looking at their last game and their last seven games, they play three lines pretty much the same, and they run that fourth when they can, and the big guys get their time on ice. But always had a real nice defensive structure back there. They don't cheat the game. They keep it in front of them, and they work real, real hard, and they're real quick when they do that. These guys from Anaheim can tell you more by watching the subtle changes, but the big bulk of it's pretty similar.
How does an opposing coach prepare for Ryan Kessler? It used to always be you have to worry about the checking, but now he's leading their team in goals and points. He's always had that offensive game, but he's sort of taken it to another level this year.
So you've got two dominant center icemen. Pick your poison, right? So you have different styles of players on your bench, and you've seen it in the way we've used Little, Lowry, and Scheifele and what they're good at. Vermette's was a player that was highly coveted for that defensive game. So you've got a real good hockey team here. And part of it is in-game, right? There's going to be nights where you've got to find their best center, the guy that's rolling that night, and work hard at keeping him off the score sheet. But that's the challenge with Anaheim. You've got a center iceman that can shut down your best and score. The perfect combination, right?
Patrick, you put through a hard skate yesterday. Did he respond the way that you were hoping to? That'd be nice.
Yeah, better on both fronts. He went a lot harder than we thought he'd be able to. That wasn't his first. So he was cleared a day earlier and had a full practice, just we didn't have our team on it. It was a game day. So he went full on the day before. But yesterday was a day he went full on plus. So we tried to push him as hard as we possibly could just before he'd throw up. And he got through it hard. He worked at it, and he feels really good. So he's been banging on the door a little bit here. He's feeling strong, feeling ready. If we weren't playing San Jose tomorrow, if it wasn't back-to-back, we would have considered him for this game. We felt we needed to push him as hard as we did just to clear up any concerns that we would have. And I wouldn't do that to anybody, that practice and then back-to-back nights. We wouldn't do that to anybody. So he's very, very close.
So as of now, you do consider him potentially
an option? I consider him an option for tomorrow, yes.
Coach, you touched upon it a little bit and talking about your team's identity. 50 games in, we haven't seen the Winnipeg Jets. What are the storylines that have stood out for you, and what's your focus moving ahead?
There's lots of storylines here. So we started with a real young hockey club and had some really unusual returns that were more unusual because we're talking about big goal games. So 4-goal comebacks, high scoring, and then you look back 50 games later and you watch the games last night and there's 5-5, 6-5, 7-6 hockey games. Went through a really enjoyable test of schedule that we had never really had the opportunity to go through before, and or any team in the NHL for that matter. Lost about 130 man games in their 140. Survived it, played 500 in November, but these young kids come in and they're pretty darn good. So now your expectations level rise, and we feel that. We've been averaging our net for the first chunk of the year. Had a little storyline there. It'd be lots of guys can fill you in on that one. And we've always kind of felt that, so through all of it, we've been able to maintain a pretty darn positive attitude in the room, even though our record may not suggest that we should. Because there's hope there. There's good drivers here. You know, Brian Little comes back, and all of a sudden your power play is a power play, and your numbers start to look good there. And we've missed some key guys, and Tyler Myers, I think, has a big impact on the way we play defense, and he's been out. But we've had Josh Morrissey come in and be so far ahead of where we had projected him in the summer to be. So there's been a lot of really good kind of good stories that sort of get noticed, and then and we're battling to find the consistency in our game, in due in part to some of the trials and tribulations that we've run through this year. But I think that's all been good. I truly believe all these tests, all these challenges that we've faced have been good for us.
Coach, apologies if this is redundant, but on the line eight,
nobody else apologizes for that, by the way, so I don't think you should feel the need to.
All right. Appreciate that. On the line A hit, when you saw Mark Scheifele jump in, mixed feelings as a coach behind the bench when you see it's Scheifele that jumps in?
No, first guy there, right? Closest man to the proximity. It's all emotion at that point. Last time I had mixed emotions, Nick Ehlers jumped in on a guy, and I'm thinking, oh, no. I think he almost got into one with Shane Doan last game, like two games ago, and that wasn't recommended, but... that happens so fast that you like that, right? That's not, there wasn't a list of guys there that were, he was the first guy on the scene, first responder. We liked his attitude.